That's when I say God cares about the little details of our lives. He'll help you find missing screws. Miraculously. This morning, my wife, I see her scurrying around, and I said, what's the matter? She says, for the last 20 minutes, I've been looking for my other shoe. I can't find it. I said, well, where's the suitcase we brought back yesterday? It's probably in it. She goes and gets the suitcase. The other shoe is still in the suitcase. He cares about the very little details of our lives. Everything. Now, I want to share something. You know, like I said earlier, Pastor Dye's mom went home to be with the Lord this past Friday. So we were able to get up there in time to be with her. And here's how good God is. He gave us a couple hours with her. And we actually, I know she knew we were there, and she was struggling, you know. And then a point came when you seen her start to relax, and you know it's not going to be long. And she's now struggling, long time between each breath. And that each time that would happen, would say, is that it? And then she'd take another breath, and maybe be 10, 15 seconds, is that it? And she'd take another breath. The moment she took her last breath, now this is the kind of God we serve. The moment she took her last breath, it's just the three of us, me, Pastor Diane, and her brother. Somebody calls me. At the very moment, the ringtone on my phone is, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Loud as could be, right in the room there. At the very moment, we just looked at each other. And her brother looked at me and he says, that had to be God. It's like the angels were rejoicing and God was rejoicing. His child had finally come home. But only God can do something like that. Only God. That's why he said he cares about the little things. You know, we pray to him, you know, for what's going on in the world and all. But he cares about what's going to happen to you in the next 10, 15 minutes or whatever's going on, because that's the kind of God we serve. Amen? Amen. Pastor Dye has got a word for us this morning. Come on up. Did you put the mic on? Oh, you got it on.
Sounds good? All right. Praise God. Yeah. I didn't know if my mother would turn 100. So when she turned 99, I said, let's have a party for her now, you know? And I asked Mom, what can I give you? What do you want? Now, she's 99 years old, and she said, a pair of earrings. So I put those earrings on her, and she still had them on all the way through. So I just praise the Lord. Father, I just ask you, God, for your sweet, powerful Spirit, Holy Spirit, that you would deliver this message, that you would anoint it, that it would break yokes this morning, set us free and closer to the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I hear a ringing. I don't know if anybody else hears it, or is it just me? Okay. So, you know, I wanted to talk to all of us, including myself, about this is a time of preparation. Truly, something to think about. Something to meditate on. And, you know, he's coming back. And the season that we're living in, we have to realize that there is a preparation. And the preparation, what is it all about? What's it for? Well, to be more like Jesus in the world, to prepare us to be strong no matter what we're going to go through in this world, because we're in what we call like an end time season, but to be made mighty, almighty in the Lord and powerful for Him, and to be about His work, to be prepared, to truly, truly be prepared in every way that the Spirit of God wants to prepare us to be awake. Amen? How do we prepare for the coming of the Lord? You know, the Lord God, Father God, wants us to be more and more like Jesus. He wants our minds to be blessed with the mind of Christ so that we could sift through all the other details, all the other happenings, and know what God is doing, to find ourselves at the center of His will for such a time as this. You know, God brought my mind, I was putting this together last night, and He brought my mind to the camel in Luke 18:25. So if you have the word with you, Luke. Where am I going? Luke is before John. Okay. So I said it is 18, chapter 18 and verse 25. Let's all read it together here. It says, 24, and when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, there was sorrow there. He said, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? Riches and you know, the beauty of this world and homes and the cars, and how hard would it be for them to enter the kingdom? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. What does that mean? It is easier for a camel. Now, in those days, especially and in Jerusalem, there were tall walls, you know, made out of stone, and there were gates. And at a certain time in the evening, the big, big gates would be closed. And the only thing opening that remained was a little opening. And if a man came late at night with a camel, he would want to pass through and get into the city. And so he would have to take all the bundles off of the camel. The camel had to get all undressed, so to speak, everything, all burdens, everything off of the camel. And then the camel had to go down on his knees, very, very tiny, down on his knees, and start pushing and squeezing through that opening. And God said, that's what we need to do today. Take off all of our burdens. Take off anything that would slow us down in our race or come between us and the Lord. Put it all away. Put it all away. Get down on our knees and be humble and go through the gates. There are scriptures in the Old Testament. Go through the gates. Go through the gates. There's a calling today to go through the gates, to leave this world behind and all of our human desires or worries, and leave it all behind and enter a new place in the Lord. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. That gate was called the needle's way or the needle's eye. And there's a little, I don't know, not uncertainty about what it was called, but regardless of that, it was a narrow gateway into Jerusalem. I always, when I first got saved and when I would read about Jerusalem, the city of God, and I would always see Jerusalem like the heart of the of God, the heart. And we, I believe spiritually, when we accepted the Lord and we started growing in God and loving Him more and learning about Him, that we're a citizen of Jerusalem. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I surrender all. I'm not saying that before the Lord in myself to God, but I'm saying that's what it takes. I surrender all. And I think that as time passes, we're going to be surrendering some things to the Lord. I surrender all. And God wants to clean us up. All that baggage had to come off of that camel in order for Him to fit. And if we have jealousy or greed or hatred or lies or all of it, we've just got to get cleaned up and ready. This is the time of preparation. That's the season we're in. Prepare, prepare for the coming of the Lord. Prepare, because in the twinkling of an eye, we can be lifted up. Amen? And what's going on too is the Holy Spirit is preparing us for heaven. We need preparation. Yeah. But the word says when we see Him, we will be like Him. Amen? But preparation for heaven, I feel, is this side of the gate. It's now for heaven, what God wants to do in us and through us. Oh, we'll have things to do in heaven. We won't be bored. And I think that everything we're going through here now is preparing us for end time, you know, and even for heaven. Even for heaven. And that final adjustment in us is when we see Him, we shall be like Him. Hallelujah. Is that not awesome enough? I did this last night, so we even have to strive to live by the teachings of the gospel and strive to live as well as Jesus did, not religiously. Oh, how the enemy wants to put religion on us, you know, do's and don'ts, and I could never, no. Not religiously, but tenderly before your God. The teachings of the gospel, and to live as well as Jesus did. We are His brothers and sisters, and we want to become more and more like Him. Imagine having the mind of Christ. Imagine that. My mind goes all over the place all the time. You know, while I'm doing this, also in my mind, I'm doing this, this, this. You know, I wake up thinking. Not religiously, but tenderly. The word says study. In 2 Timothy 2:15, study to make yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. So that's part of our preparation. Are you studying the word of God? Are you taking it apart? Are you in that word? Are you seeking His voice through the Word? Are you stopping and asking the Holy Spirit, what does this really mean? What is it saying to me now? Study the Word so that you will be approved, find yourself approved by the Lord. This is our homework, you know. This is it. And how long are we saved? A long time. We're old. I'm still learning new depths of the Lord. I'm still seeing things in His heart, the Lord. And I'm still recognizing new things about what's ahead. Just to put it in a nutshell, we're maturing. We're growing up before Him. And Pastor Diane's final statement is, He chose us to live at this time. End time. Glorious. Study to show yourself approved. Strive to live as Jesus did, as well, and it will be well with your soul. Peace like a river comes flooding in. When we have that mind of Christ, we're asking, what would Jesus do in this situation, in that situation? You know, I was always sensitive. I would get hurt. No. Throw it away. Get rid of it. Put it behind you. We love no matter what. We love and we pray for even our enemies. Love thy enemies. Are we there yet? I mean, if you had an enemy, this wretched person that lived next door to you maybe, and this person was just threw garbage on your lawn, I don't know. And you have this beautiful lawn and you take care of it, are you going to get angry? Yeah, of course. You know, this is terrible. Clean it up. Well, I'm going to get on my knees for that person. Those are the people, and that's just a funny little story. But even a vile person, a person that you don't want to be around, you know, whatever, God is calling us to beg Him to save that person. See, this, we will be rewarded in heaven when we come against human nature and take on the mind of Christ. When Jesus hung on the cross, He wasn't feeling so good. One of the things that He said on the cross, He spoke to His Father, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand, God." That was like kind of like right before He said, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" So there was so much going on. There were so many emotions going on inside of Him. But till that very last drop of blood, He was giving it all. Giving it all for you and for me. And thank God, you're written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God. I know where my mother is. She couldn't speak. She was trying to. And she was very uncomfortable. 2 hours I was with her. We were with her, my brother Anthony. 2 hours of that suffering in the end of her life. And we were just there to love on her and, you know, cuddle her and talk to her about the Lord. You're going to see God. You see God. He's coming. Strive for perfection. James 1:4 says, reach to the mark of the high calling. Another scripture, press toward the mark of the high calling. Continue on the straight and narrow, which leads to life. Not religiously, but heartfully. Is that a word? Heartfully. All right, thank you, Lord. Like the camel, Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, we have a special call from heaven. Keep our minds focused on the Lord. This is how we prepare for the Lord's coming. Keep our minds focused on Him. And that brings the preparation. Why are we being prepared? Why are we being prepared? Why is God preparing us? To get us ready for what will be going on around us. Also, He has gifts for us. Do you know the Father has gifts for us, and probably each one would be unique? Because the Father doesn't run out of creation, being able to create and to stand before Him and receive gifts, which is mind-boggling to me. And also, God is getting us ready for the millennium kingdom. You ever think of that? That we shall reign with Jesus in the millennium? 1,000 years? We're going to reign with Him, alongside of Him, and He's getting us ready. So the things that go wrong in our lives, and especially the painful ones, are doing a work. He's about a work in us. He won't take His thoughts or His eyes off of us to prepare us for that day. Did you know that during the 1,000-year millennium reign on earth, Jesus as King, there will still be people falling away? I want to be foolproof, right? So we think, gee, life can be hard. Gee, why did this happen? Oh, God's working on you because He loves you and preparing you, getting you ready for what is to come. Many in the millennium reign of 1,000 years, many at that time, I said, in spite of the numerous blessings of that wonderful time, there will still be sin. You know, I always think like the leadership over us, you know, in America, you know, if we had leadership over us, that there used to be leadership over this country years ago, where they were Bible-believing men of God, and they wanted the best for the people, you know? And you think about that, truly, people, after doing what God wanted, to please God and to make the country really, really beautiful and good and clean and, you know, wow, how much more better we would feel about living in America, living here, right? That would be so good to have that clean feeling and, you know, but we don't live in this world. We live in a kingdom that's already been set up. Amen. So even if things get worse here, we live in a kingdom, and let's be kingdom-minded. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. He has beautiful things for us. And the mind of Christ, I keep going back to that. 1,000 years in the millennium, and there will still be people falling away, complaining. And God will sift through. He's preparing us now for glory. Oh, why do I have to go for that surgery? Why do I, my heart hurts for the people I love. Or I wish I had the strength that I had 10 years ago. Or look up. Not only is your redemption drawing near, but look up. Because there is someone that loves you with a holy love looking down at you. And watching over you. He has such glorious gifts for us. And I think again about that 1,000 year millennium reigning with Jesus Christ on the earth. And there will still be people falling, complaining, sinning. With the holiest of holies over us, peace on earth. We have to prepare now for all the things God is preparing for us. To enter into a beautiful season. And I think about, we're also being prepared for the gifts that God has for us. Our mind can't go there. It's too fragile and small. Our minds can't even go there. But we have to go low and be able to squeeze into that gate, putting all our baggage away and going in to Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. The gates of hell shall not prevail against them. Jesus said, not everyone shall enter the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of my Father. That's what God said. Those that do the will of my Father. I cannot do the will of my Father God unless my mind transforms into the mind of Christ. That's why every day study to show yourself approved. Study. We don't realize how this medicine changes us. We may read the same scripture for the, 20th time. And it just has depth to it. And it just is ministering to us. And it's like medicine. And it's changing us. Stay in the Word. Not anyone shall enter the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of my Father. And we all have a pretty strong will, I think. But he who can grasp hold of what's going on in the Father's heart and the Father's mind. Like Jesus, he just wanted to do the will of his Father. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. He fell in love with people, and those same people that he fell in love with were saying, crucify him. What confusion. What confusion. But he still went on that cross because the love of the Father was in him, and the love for the Father was in him. And the love for people, that is the love of the Father, was so in him. And he was going to let every single drop come out of his body. The life is in the blood. Every bit of life, he gave it all for us. In the day of judgment, the Father will say to some, I never knew you. What do you mean? I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I never knew you. Does he know you? Do you know him? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Glory. And I'm being refined in the refiner's fire. Amen. And the things that hurt me the most, That's the place where I'm being refined. Oh. Oh. That hurts. Oh. God is looking. That's glorious. It's glorious. He who does the will of my Father, he will say to some, I never knew you. Only those who follow and do his will. How do we learn? The Bible speaks about the keys of the kingdom. How do we learn about that? It's by studying the word. When we study the word and we go a little bit deeper than we ever did before in a certain passage, God has given you a gift. Opening up your eyes and gifting you with something. That's how valuable and how important the Word of God is. To read it and not be like some, the Bible says they read it and then they go on their own way. No, to read it and get into Jesus' way. Amen? I never knew you. Only those who follow and do my Father's will. I want to learn about the keys of the kingdom. I want to learn about the kingdom more and more. And I am, little by little. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But cast and keep your eyes upon Jesus. And look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. He is not only our God, he's our brother. He's our Savior. He's our best friend. Look at him. What would Jesus do? The future of this world is dark. But you are the light of the world. And your heart will stay bright because of God's keeping power, because of you staying with him, digging deeper for him, calling out to him, loving on him, getting closer and closer to him. That's where we have to be, walk, and have our being. Our lives are beautiful and rich because we know the Lord, because we know the love of God. When John Carver was here, and he had special words for every single person that was here. Huh. Oh my God. Oh my God. I wanted to cry happy tears because I love you all so much and how you were being ministered to. I mean, he gave a word and then he just said, I'll stay here as long as I have to. Everybody will get a word. And to me, it was such an awakening. You know when you get the voice speaks over you, someone speaks over you, and in your heart it flutters because you know that's truth? You feel so close to God, it's like, God, you're looking at me, you know me. God, you're looking at me and you know me. And you're working things out in my life. For me, for you. For me, for you. And as I saw each one of you, him laying hands on you and speaking into your life, he took his time. I was so blessed because I love the body of Christ here so much. And it was like each one of my kids were blessed today. I was floating in the air. I love you. And even Paul Salemi, you know how he jokes around all the time and we love that about him? What did John say to him? God has fun with you, brother. God has fun with you, brother. I start to cry. That was his word. Oh, Lord, God's love for each of us. Don't look to the left or the right, but cast and keep your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the world will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. keep our eyes on the kingdom of God. Read the word. The future of this world is dark, but you are the light of the world. And your hearts will stay bright with God's keeping powers. Go through that little gate. Go through our hard times. Go through the things that come up in life and we have to face. Go through them. God is working on us in those times especially. You can't see what's going on inside of you, but He does. I'm growing and I don't feel a thing like a little child. You know when a child, I mean, my kids used to have a mark on the wall, and, you know, a year later they would go and they'd mark it a little bit higher. Of course, the pen was like this. But anyway, wow, I grew that much? We're all growing in God. We don't feel it, right? It's just like when a woman is pregnant with a baby and that baby's inside. When that baby gets big, she feels it. And she feels the kicking and the moving around and heartburn or whatever. But all of a sudden, when that baby is just a tiny little seed and that mother doesn't even know what's in there, life inside of her. And that life is growing and it's developing inside of her. The life in Jesus is growing inside of us. And God looks and He can see in that place inside of us, just like He saw us in our mother's womb. He sees what's going on inside of us. And He's bringing beautiful things and seeds and watering those seeds inside of us because He has such potential for us because He knows our potential more than we do. Oh, I could never do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And there might be a time that God will prove it to you. Yes, you can. You can go through the eye of a needle. Get on your knees. You might crawl to that place of God's calling you to. But yes, you can. God's working through the hard times. He sees it. I don't feel it like a baby, like a child in the womb. What's happening? So much is going on inside there, in the darkness, in the dark place. So much is going on. But the development that's taking place, the angels are probably singing over. I saw you. Jesus sees us. The Father knows. Be still and know that I am God over you and that I love you. And my child won't forsake you. So the Father is changing us into the image of Christ. It's happening because let's just think about the millennium. I mentioned it before. We're all going to have work to do. We're going to love it. And we're going to desire it. I hate to call it work. But we will be about a work, a good, good work. We will be reigning with the Lord. He's got so much planned for us. But right now, what is He doing? He's turning us around, working on us into the image. God is doing it into the image of Jesus because He wants so many Jesuses running around. So the Father is changing us into the image of Christ because He loves you and because He wants to give you a miraculous portion of what you will become and what you will be doing. Some of you are going through things and there's like deep cries to deep unto deep. Go through the gate. Why did this happen now? Now I have this. Whoa, wait a minute. What's God doing? Yes, Lord. Yes. We see the love of God. And you know what? God speaks over us, thy good and faithful servant. He sees the good. We're beginning to see his love as we're maturing, as the years are going by. We're beginning to see his love more and more, feel his love more and more. And our love for God is growing. Oh, stir up the gifts within me, Lord. The finished work for all of us is coming, and it is to become like Jesus. He's our best friend, isn't he? When we see Jesus, he will wipe away every tear, and you'll never cry again. Maybe happy tears, maybe they're called something else in heaven. First John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. There's separation here. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So when we see him, we shall be like him. When we see him, we shall be like him. How God is looking forward to that day that we're all in his heavenly kingdom. All this has passed away, and everything has become new. And we are like his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And the gifts that he's holding for us and will be given to us, handmade for you. Now, we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Now, I want us to think about that, and please keep this thought in mind. Because when we see him, we shall be like him. And the more we look into the face of our Savior, the more we will become like our Savior, like a mirror. And that's deep, people. That's very deep. And everyone, verse 3, this is 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 says, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone that has this hope. So you know what? If you think of yourself day after day, or if somebody thinks of themselves day after day, I'm no good, I can't do anything, you know what? He's not going to be any good, and he's not going to be able to do anything. Because that's the mindset. Right? Oh, I could never, oh, but that's so hard. I can never go and visit somebody in the hospital who's dying, or, you know, whatever the situation is. I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh, stop it. Yes, you can. If the Spirit of God lives in you, yes, you can. Oh, but I cry. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. We can do things great for the Lord. If he calls us, he will abide with us. He will enable us. He will fill us. He will anoint us. Yes, we can. Amen. And when God sees us, happy when he sees us. My child, my child, my child. He has so many children and mansions and so many plans for us to live with him forever and ever and ever and ever. We just got to get through this little thing here, this little life here. Just get through it. Do the best you can, loving the Lord and fulfilling his calling in your life. Who are you? Some people have been with the Lord for a lot of years, and they don't know what their gifts are. What? What? The enemy will blind us and keep us back. What? We're all anointed. And every single gift that God has given us is meaningful and has a purpose for the kingdom. I'm going to read 1 John. Give me a second. Where is it? First John, chapter 3, verse 3. I love this portion of Scripture. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Exclamation point. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, verse 2, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure, because it's the mind of Christ that is developing in you when you read this and you believe it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. What manner of love is this that he has just poured out on us? That we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed. When he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoa! Hallelujah. Let's step out of the dirt, out of the grime, out of the darkness, out of the depression, out of the oppression. Let's step all of that, step out of it, and be what God says we are. Be what God calls us to be and who we are. He already sees it in us because he's already planted it in us. We just have to see it, accept it, and begin to walk in it. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Don't let a day go by. Not religiously. I'm not talking about religion. But stay in the Word, because it'll feed your soul. It will transform you. It will build you up. It will bring you into high places. It will cause you to see things that you've never seen before. It will cause you to know the love of God for you personally. And it will bring life into your members. Life in the Lord. Life in the Lord. You know what's going to happen? As the days grow darker, scriptures that meant so much to us, scriptures that we meditated on, are going to quicken. As we walk in the darkness, they're going to quicken. And it's going to be life. Life, not death. It's going to be life. And it's going to be energy, and it's going to be force, and it's going to be beautiful. All the scriptures. And even if you think, well, I don't really know that many scriptures because I don't really memorize them, you don't understand. They're in there. Amen. And they will come up. And they will come up. And they will be like gas in the car engine. It will be like the energy and the force and the anointing that breaks yokes. You are called for this, and you were called for such a time as this, as the day grows darker. You're called for it. Even that little baby in the back row is called for this time. And he has a calling. And mommy and daddy are going to pray over him. And this young one here, she has a calling on her life. And stir up the gifts within you. See, mommy and daddy will lay hands. But after a while, when that child hears those prayers and hears the things that the mother and father are saying over him or her, it will become a part of them. See, because it's a part of their growing up. And it'll come back to them and they'll walk in it. So even the tiniest little babies, you know, start speaking over them. Start asking God how, you know, you created this little one for a purpose. What are the giftings here? Because a mom and a dad can quicken the things of God within their child. Or a child, even if the child is not yours, or a child of God. Do you see things in people, good things? Do you see God wants to do good things? Go tell them what you see. Sometimes we're just too humble. Think about that. Can you be too humble? Think about that. In our own flesh is what I'm talking about. Oh, I can't, you know, let's say you get a, God shows you something about a man that's sitting in a row and you don't even know that man. Now, some of us have done that. But you get a word for that person. Don't add to it. Don't take anything away. Just go and speak it. Father is changing us into the image of Christ. He loves us. And some of you are going through things, deep cries unto deep. But the Lord says, go through the gate. If you read those scriptures, deep cries unto deep. Go through the gate. If you've got to get on your knees, if you've got to unload everything, anything that's not of God, whatever. But God is calling us through the eye of the needle. And when we come through, we find ourselves in Jerusalem, in the other side of the gate of Jerusalem. A different surrounding. And you know, we see the love of God, and I believe the Father sees the good and faithful servant. He sees, listen, he has rewards for us in heaven. You can read about them. And so he sees in the deepest part of your heart the things that you've cried out for, the things that you've done in the Lord, there are going to be rewards. I don't know. I mean, wow. If you just think about it, all of God's children, all of his saved children, all being in heaven. I don't know, maybe Debbie would remember this. I got a visual years ago, that we would be in heaven, Jesus on the throne, and the Father, and we're all in heaven. How many people would that be? But even though there's crowds and crowds, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of people, we're all in the first row. with him. We could have a little giggle, but it's true. There's no one in all the way in the back, and they're trying to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in a whole different atmosphere. But God is so good. When we see Jesus, he's going to wipe away every tear, the Bible says in Revelation. All the sorrows fade away. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. The world does not know us because they did not know him. And when they come out of the world and they know him, they will know us. And the scriptures that I read to you, especially 1 John, like I just read, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So there's hope. When that hope comes, and along with it comes faith, and you're full of hope, you're purifying, you're being purified and becoming more like Jesus himself. And everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. That is the power of the word. That when you read something and you believe it and hope comes inside of you, that you're becoming purer. There's a cleansing. There's a washing from the word of God. And I think that's where the transformation comes from. We begin to have a greater oneness with the Father, with the Son, and with Holy Spirit. With Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 7. I have just a little bit more. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place. Revelation 1:7 says, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. He is coming with the clouds, in the clouds, and every eye will see him. And those who pierced him, every tribe will mourn on the earth. All of the tribes on the earth shall mourn because of him. Every generation will see him. Revelation 22:4 says, they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. We will see the face of the Lord, and his name shall be on our foreheads. We will see him face to face. I just want you to think about that for a moment. And when we do, we're transformed. We will be like him. Undefiled. cleansed by the blood, saved by the grace, to become like Jesus. We're starting now, little by little by little. But when we see him, we shall be like him. We're being changed into the image of Christ. Now, I want to share something with you, and I'm going to close with this. One night, I'm not a good sleeper. I'm up a lot. And this particular night, God was speaking to me. So I got up, I wrote something down, and I got back in bed and covered myself, and he spoke to me again. I got up. You could tell I wanted to go back to bed, right? I wrote it down, and I went back to bed, and he kept speaking to me. One thing I want to emphasize. Father gave me this impression. I got up, tried to write it down. He said, let us turn first to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to end with this. And it's very important. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 13. Where am I? Verse 12. Okay. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. We see in the mirror dimly. When Jesus looks at us face to face, and this will happen, the Father showed me, we will look at Jesus when we are with him face to face. We will look at Jesus and we will see his face. And when Jesus sees us, he will see his face. Because we will be transformed into the image of Christ. Amen. We shall be like him. What manner of love is this? That God is waiting for us to be transformed into the image of his Son. That he is waiting for that. That we are so important when we enter the kingdom of God. Transformation will change in the twinkling of an eye. And the Father is working on this. So when we go through difficult times, God is about to work. God is producing good fruit, character, and holiness in each one of us. Be strong in the power of his might and be transformed into the image of Christ. Stand with me. We're going to have the elements first and then we'll close in prayer.
Everybody had the elements? Felt as that utterance came forward that the Lord might be saying to some of you here, you think I don't know you, but I know you. Whatever that means to you. You think I don't know you, I don't see you, but I know you. And that should give you comfort. Amen? Amen. The Lord is so good to us, and He has shared, as was shared this morning now, through the Word. And there's so many mysteries that we don't understand about God, but the day is going to come when we're going to understand it all, because we're going to have the mind of Christ. But that night when He met with His closest disciples, even they didn't even know what was really going on. And when he said to them, and He broke this bread, and He said to them, this bread represents My body, which is about to be broken for you. I'm sure they were all confused. Well, I don't understand. Our Lord, our King had come. What are you talking about? But He knew the day would come in just a few days when they would know and they would understand. But He said, as often as you do this, as often as you break bread and you take it, I want you to remember what I've done for you. They didn't even know yet what He was about to do. But He knew the time was going to come. So we need to do the same. As often as we break bread, every day, several times a day, not only give thanks to the Lord for what you're about to eat or for the day and all that He's done, but also remember the magnitude of what He's done for each and every one of us. Amen? So let's take and receive together now.
He held up the cup that night and He said, this is My blood for you. And they didn't know yet. Their eyes weren't opened yet as to what He would do for them. That every drop of His blood would be poured out for them. And they took it. And yet today, we are still learning more and more about the blood of Jesus. How powerful, how holy.
Amen.
And we take it today saying, Jesus hung on that cross and He gave every ounce of blood. His body was empty for us. And we take His life. We want to walk in the life that God has provided for us through His Son. The life was in His blood. It ran out every drop. And today, spiritually, we can take more of that, His life, into us upon our lives. So we take it. And we thank Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can somebody say, thank you, Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. I pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you, Father. I pray you reach down your mighty hand, Lord, and whatever the needs of your children are this day, that you would speak to them, you'd meet them, you'd provide for them. And in doing so, you would draw them closer to yourself than ever before. Father, we thank you for all that's been said and done, and now we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Cafe's open. Let's have a time of fellowship.
To be